Welcome to the Draw.Biz Podcast, your weekly dose of fantasy footy content.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Draft Doctors. I'm your host John Crockett, and with no footy on the horizon just yet, we are still drafting random things at will. Tonight we are talking all things car brands, so that includes your Ford, your Holden, that sort of stuff, not your Falcon or your Commodore, just so we get that clear, and also our favourite sitcoms. So I think Cam and I have got a pretty good run on the inside track, where Steve, he's just well behind and has absolutely no idea about them. So that gives us a bit of a leg up after last week's shellacking. And on that, we welcome the man from Western Victoria, Stevie Fizz. How you doing?
I'm doing well, but not as well as everyone in Australia, because everyone in Australia is on their high horse. What I've noticed is Australians love to get on their high horse when the American government is making, you know, doing things silly. Like anytime there's like a school shooting, Australians are out in full force on Twitter. And now, of course, with Americans just doing whatever the hell they want, basically orgies in the street. Social distancing doesn't exist. It's a great time for the high horse situation.
And it gets better for the things happening in America. I don't know if you've heard this, but they've now got murder hornets in America. So like they're a bigger version of the Asian bee or something like that, and these things can actually kill you. So they've got that to deal with. So stay the fuck home, Americans, and you won't get murder hornets and COVID.
Murder and hornets is actually the name of my Sepultura cover band. So striking.
And he is all the way down from Tasmania. We welcome the Statesman.
Hello, boys. A quick community announcement. Download the app. This will save lives, jobs, and will also help the fight against domestic violence. This will also save our great game and get our proper content back up and running. Forget everything else. Let's get on top of this. Download it and make everyone you know download it. If you don't, you're as bad as the protesters in Trump's America. Did you get jobs? Now let's get them back. Written and authorised by Stato for the People's Party. The People's Doctors Party, Hobart.
Get on board. I think you can rival Clive Palmer there. And thinking all things Clive Palmer, how were the elections up in Queensland there, Cam?
Oh, devastating. And I've actually spent the last 24 hours power chucking into the toilet with a bad case of gastro. It's been wonderful. I've actually got blood blisters around my eyes. Such were the strains of the chucks. Hello.
Thank you for that ungodly image. Now, Stato, why don't you recap us from last week? We did the wrestlers and the late show skits. So why don't you run us through how the polls actually ended up last week?
Well, let's face facts here. We took the piss out of Steve because he hadn't won a bloody thing. Well, he got stone cold, and the rest of us got damn cold, because he kicked our ass in the wrestlers, like you would not believe. Cam, a decent second. We're going to say that's a little bit to do with the positioning of the draft, potentially. But Steve, the big winner for this week, and he got himself from bottom, is now sitting in second place. In fact, closed the gap on me leading. So I'm at 308. Steve's now at 274. Massive jump. Cam jumped pretty well as well. He got himself up to 260, so he's only 14 behind Steve. But Jono, boom, 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 you're all the way down last with 224 votes. That's correct. You're 36 votes behind Cam after starting last week almost 40 votes ahead of Cam.
Now, well, it just goes to show you what our listeners like. They like a bloke who will kill 6 million people in one hit compared to a guy who murdered his family. That's our listenership. And those people who voted for Stato, your names have been taken down and passed on to the authorities, and they're coming for you.
And I will say the actual poll winners, Stato still leading with 4. Jono and Cam both in second position with 2. Steve, with one. So it actually tightened up a little bit this week. Good win by Cam. And I say that because he had no freaking idea with a late show. So I have no understanding about that draft win. I lost by one vote, and I've got to say...
Yeah, it was one vote in the end.
Street talk. I fucked that up.
Yeah, street talk. I mean, I think the majority of people wouldn't have had any idea anyway. I had no idea about late show.
Yeah, and you are the majority of people, Cam. Yeah, let's base it on what you think.
Basic Cam.
All right. Well, we are talking all things car brands and sitcoms this week. And we've decided to run with the model from basically last to first in terms of drafting. As I am last at the moment, it's going to be me who'll be kicking off the cars. So I'm going to kick it off.
From last week's draft. So the from draft last week's position. Draft, yeah. Yep. So it's Jono at one. Myself at two, Cam at three, and Steve, the overall winner from last week, in fourth position for both drafts.
That's right. And with my first pick of the cars, even though I am a Holden person, I can't go past Ford because they've got some ripping cars in their stable. They've got the GT40, the Mustangs, and because I'm throwing Shelby under the Ford range too because the Shelbys are a pretty sick car. And even here in Australia, the Phase 3 GTO, pretty snazzy car. So I'm going with Ford.
Yes, and I'll follow that up and I'll split the other half of the Australian population and I'll go for the Holden. Of course, those Peter Brock Commodores, God bless them. So Holden sitting down in second position.
I'm going to take an iconic brand that has iconic models. In the VW. I'll take a bit of a combi or a Beetle any day.
Combi.
Nazi-loving prick.
Yeah. Just going for that 6 million votes he is.
That's right. It's a big pool.
That's interesting. Since I have no idea about cars, I've formulated a great strategy here. And I'm going to go on the wrap. Aston Martin.
Oh!
And the DeLorean.
Oh,
oh wow, DeLorean has it. Oh,
No. DeLorean's a brand. It's GMC, General Motor Company.
What?
It's GMC.
You've got GMC.
You've got GMC, not DeLorean.
I'm riding DeLorean on the
You can
street.
Write GMC bracket DeLorean then. No, that's the only car they ever made. GMC.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to take... the most trusty family car of all time. Value for money. Bit of Toyota action here.
Solid. It's solid. Stay. Second pick.
All right. Oh, Lord, won't you buy me Mercedes-Benz?
Ugh. Disgusting cars. Disgusting.
I've seen your car, Jono. How can you consider any car shit? I mean, I'm amazed your car's still running.
Hey, my car's 20 years old, 300,000 on the clock. It's like Al Bundy's car, just got to get it to that 1 million miles.
Was it you who
they washed? You want to know the next get?
Was it you who they washed half the car?
Yes, it was. When I was on my honeymoon, my best man, he buffed half my car, waxed and polished it one side to smooth. The other side was just rough. So,
Jono, what colour is your car, just for people?
It's the cream, the beige, the off-white, the bone. It's multicoloured of white.
And the Mercedes-Benz Ultimate Sports and can be quite the American-style muscle cars, but they are also top of the luxury pole. You want to know the technology coming for most cars in a decade? Go and see the S-Class Mercedes-Benz because it's got all the mod cons. S-Class Mercedes-Benz. Go and try one out, Cam. Don't put on that face, little Volkswagen boy.
I drove one like not long ago, and I'll throw a tech at you very soon.
I'm going to go for the Fast and Furious style people here. I'm going with the Nissan. Nissan Skyline, one of my favourite cars. Cannot go wrong. And the Nissan.
Anyone that's played Need for Speed Underground or Underground 2 or any of those
exactly right.
games.
It's Nissan.
So good.
So good.
Yep. I thought you were going for the X-Trail like I drive, the soccer mum car.
Well, if we got the female vote, get the female vote with the soccer mum cars.
You get Nissan my vote.
Have a wide range. They've got a wide range of cars, so I'm going with Nissan. Going back, I'll go Ferrari. Take Ferrari. Gotta have Ferrari. Gotta have a nice supercar in there.
And I'm going to go Porsche.
Oh, such a nice. Chick's bloody brand.
Oh, for Christ's sakes.
He's taken that and the Mercedes, though. Like, he has, he's got a theme going.
He's got the women's market, except for Holden. He's got the women's market.
The women's market with Holden. You're kidding.
No, I said except for Holden. Well, you had the little Barina. Holden Barina. Beep, beep.
I'm going to take... I agree. I think I want a supercar in there. So I'm going to grab... I'll take the Lamborghini.
Damn you.
So I've already got James Bond. I've got Back to the Future. I'm going to follow up with the Italian Job and go the Mini Cooper.
Mini.
And for the last pick...
So that's Leyland or Morris?
Mini. Mini.
What?
Yeah, minis were made by Morris and then were made by...
It'd be the
by...
Morris one.
What is even the movie? Gives a
it's
shit.
It's a good strategy, though. Best cars from movies. It's doing well.
Yeah, unfortunately VW was taking, so that would have been my next pick. But following on from the Late Show last week, G or...
G-G-O.
I'm taking the go.
You might get some votes here, mate.
Don't mind it. Good late pick.
Yeah, I'm going to take just to corner the soccer mum market because I know Steve was trying at that with the X-Trail. Oh, no, Jono was with the X-Trail. I'm going to take the Range Rover.
Oh, yeah. That's all right. Who got Toyota? Cam. Mm. The Land Cruiser. Like it.
Yeah. So is this my last pick?
It certainly is.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Bugatti.
Oh, you bastard.
Yeah, good pick.
It's got the hypercar in there. I need a hypercar. And there's nothing better. Yeah. McLaren. I love McLarens. They're a great car.
So, recap. Jono has gone Ford, Nissan, Ferrari, McLaren.
Ooh.
Stato.
That's good.
Stato's got Holden, Mercedes, Porsche, and Bugatti. Sounds nice. Like a Yugoslavian dictator or something there. Cam's gone Volkswagen.
Bugatti.
And it's strange. Even I don't understand that one. Toyota, Lamborghini, and Range Rover. I've gone the Aston Martin, the DeLorean, the Mini Cooper, and the Go-Go Mobile. Film buffs, get around it.
Very nice.
So were you going to take VW for Herbie? Is that what that was for?
That's a Beetle.
Yeah, surely. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I pick Cam's definitely last there? It's going to be an interesting race between the three of us.
Did no one pick? Is a BMW shit or something?
Well, BMW, Audi. I do like the Audis. And even the American muscle, like Chrysler, Chevrolet, Ram.
I was going to go the actual tech car with a Tesla, but then I, you know, backed out and picked the Range Rover.
I tell you one car, well, iconic car brand that is just great to drive, not hugely reliable, but I'm surprised. Alfa Romeo.
Yeah, probably not as big here in Australia as they are, like Italy and the rest of Europe. So.
And no one went Jag.
Owned by Ford, so... They're under my banner. Right?
Yeah, I think John has
yeah,
got
no, it. But they're their own car brand. Jag.
I own them. Well, if you said General Motors, then you would have got Holden, Dodge.
I've gone Holden. General Motors.
No, but if you, General Motor Company as the car brand, you would have got like 4-1. But I would have vetoed that shit, so that's fine.
If I couldn't have Jag's all brand.
That's like going, oh, I'm going to take Cadbury so you can't have like all the chocolates if we did the chocolate draft.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm Nestle.
Or Mick Foley.
Yeah, that's right. That's yeah.
fair enough. Stato, we do have a joke section, but I didn't write anything because I thought we could just laugh at my piss poor performance from last week because you said ISO drafts. So,
did anyone do a joke up?
I wrote a joke.
Would have. Yeah, cool. I just thought I can learn from Steve. So he's the great joke. He's won this segment every single week, without a shadow of a doubt. So I thought I'll steal a bit of his stuff. So I've actually written a poem about our ISO draft. So here it is. As much as I patiently wait, the other doctors can't win the debate. Stuck in Queensland gut feel and range of outcome, the people's doctor wins more of the votes to sink these scum. Jono's the overall loser now. No surprise to some. Even Steve has surpassed him from his southwestern slum. Now, we all know Stato has a modest persona. No doubt we'll see a display of him at Mona. Another draft is just about to start. The favourite, of course, will be the Foss. But no matter what happens, at least we don't have to listen to DOS.
I believe he tried to infiltrate our group chat the other day and said he's happy to pop in.
got no response, cricket.
Yeah. All good.
All right, I'm going to follow that up because I don't want to follow Steve. What do coronavirus sufferers and statesmen's ISO drafts have in common?
What's that?
Both have a small chance of having a stroke.
Hey.
And I will say the ISO draft Twitter poll is a lot like my sex life. 95% of the time I'm on the bottom. But every now and again, I do end up on top, and I'm never quite sure how it happened.
And just out of curiosity, is the great man still, did he win that draft where he has to do a kickflip, or did COVID come from
behind? Oh, he won. No, people would rather COVID than...
That is so sad. I looked at it and thought, what the hell are you thinking about? I mean, it is all fun and games, but I thought, you're kidding me. How can me doing a kickflip be more important than getting rid of something that's destroying the economy right now? But anyway...
Gives hope. Gives hope. We need hope right now.
We need hope.
Shining beacon to lead us through the dark times. All right. We are going to move on now to the sitcom part of the draft. It's going to be the same format. I'll be kicking off with pick one, Stato 2, Cam 3, and Steve 4.
And the winner here should be pick one. This is what's going to happen here.
Yeah.
Sorry?
No, go ahead.
Seinfeld.
So vanilla.
But it's going to get the votes.
I don't know. There's a lot of... I was on Twitter. There's a lot of people who don't like Seinfeld. And, like, if they don't like it, it's, like, a real hatred.
I've got a couple of others if they can get back to me. That's all right.
No, I think it's a great pick, like, obviously.
It's like hanging fruit, but we'll see. Stato, what have you got?
Oh, I'm in real mixed emotions because, Cam, you're at 3, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. And you know what I'm taking.
Yeah, so I'm taking it. Arrested Development.
I totally wasn't going to take it.
I've seen 2 episodes and switched it off. It's just garbage.
I reckon it's really... It's like one of my favourite shows, but that early, I think it's too early.
Yep,
I'm going... I'm going 99.
Brooklyn 99. Yeah, I hate Arrested Development, but I probably would have taken it in the second round.
Yeah.
I'll take The Office US.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I knew that was never getting back to me. I would like that one.
And for my second pick... How I Met Your Mother.
Ooh.
I'm going to take It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Never seen it.
Oh, mate. Very good. Very, very good.
Is it me?
It is.
The Office UK.
Okay, two picks for me. First one, I'm going to go Parks and Rec. And the second one, I think I'm going to go Home to Bel-Air. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, nice. Very good pick.
I'm going to go the Mercedes-Benz drivers version of sitcoms, Friends.
I can't believe I got to the third round.
I can't either. Because, and I was wondering, I was talking about it with Mrs. Fizz. I'm like, the thing is, it's like, it's always placed up there in the debates, like Seinfeld, Friends, blah, blah, blah. But, like, I've seen Friends and it's pretty bad. And I just wonder how it's going to resonate with the fantasy footy community.
It depends age group. It's all, you're in your 20s in the 90s, you watch Friends.
But as guys, I never watched it.
Yeah.
I never. It's more, I think it was more aimed at the female demographic.
And hence why I like it so much, mate.
It feels like a good third round pick.
Oh, it's a good third round pick. Plenty of value there, but yeah.
I'm going to lock away. I'll take 30 Rock.
Not bad.
I haven't seen so many of these shows, hey?
I haven't seen a lot of 30 Rock, but it is funny.
Well, I'm going to take the Black Adder.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like that's people have seen that and they know it's a good program.
It's awesome. If I was to pick my favourite, it's in the top three, but I'm not.
Yeah. There's so many I'd really like to... I'm just going to take Black Books because it's my favourite one.
I had Books at 15, Adder at 16. That was my two ranking of those two.
Yeah, it's my favourite sitcom. That it, you know, I love it.
I actually had this one at ranked at number 3, and I'm happy it's still on the board, but Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, I
was going to get that as my last pick, but that's okay.
My last pick is Fawlty Towers.
Ooh, what good pick.
Gives me some choice. Well, no one's picked Scrubs because it's garbage. That's fine.
Seems like an unnecessary jab.
No. I'm just looking at my list.
There's two freebie vote getters there.
I'm thinking Married with Children or even In-Betweeners. I only go Married with Children. I love that show. Grew up with that.
Modern Family made it.
That's a fucking terrible show. That's why.
I don't know. I reckon it was okay. There were some bits in there that were pretty good.
If you had nothing else to watch, I would watch like an episode. But I'm never going to go and just go, I have to watch this series.
I would turn it off if it was on.
Really? Well, fair enough.
Wowee. So the ones I had on my list that we didn't call out, not that I love them all, but just thought they were vote getty, Modern Family, Frasier. Cheers. Probably surprised, but it's a little bit too generational old and hasn't aged as well as Fawlty Towers. Scrubs. One I'm surprised, and if you guys took sort of main ones, if Fawlty Towers wasn't left, my last pick would have gone for Get Smart.
Again, how many 70-year-olds are listening to this pod? So,
yeah, My Name Is Earl. 2.5 Men, Cheap Vote Getter, MASH, Veep.
MASH? MASH? People fucking hate MASH.
It was
people
down at
20. Also love MASH. I had MASH 20. On my list.
And last but not least, one for Jono, The Golden Girls.
I love that show. Loved it.
I'm just... was like Flight... I feel like...
Home Improvement? Yeah. No one mentioned Home Improvement.
Didn't go, IT which is really crowd? Surprising to me. IT Crowd, yep, absolutely.
Did anyone say Community? Had, like,
no, Community made it through.
Fucking hate Community.
I haven't watched it, though.
I've seen that. That's one I've seen, and I hate it, man. Mrs. Fizz loves that shit.
And in between, I was torn between that and Married with Children.
The ones I had were Young Ones, Just Shoot Me, That's Shoot My Bush, and Father Ted.
Love the Young Ones. Young Ones, brilliant. I ended up getting my selection 2, 3, 4, and 8.
Nice. Well done.
So Jono had Seinfeld, Parks and Rec, Fresh Prince, and Married with Children. Stato had Arrested Development, The UK Office, Friends, and Fawlty Towers. Cam had Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Always Sunny in Philadelphia, 30 Rock, and Curb Your Enthusiasm. I had The US Office, How I Met Your Mother, Blackadder, and Black Books.
Cool.
It's going to be interesting, actually.
Yeah, I'm so out of the loop on this. I've never seen Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I've never seen 30 Rock. I've never seen Parks and Recreation.
I reckon you'd like Parks and Rec.
I reckon you'd like 30 It's Always Rock. Sunny. It's basically modern Seinfeld.
I fucking hate watching TV, though.
Gosh.
Look at him with his smug face.
You
fucking hate watching TV.
But I'd rather watch
the man who hates watching football.
Yeah, that's true. I hate most
You
things,
hate watching so. Footy.
Yeah, I don't really like watching
what
football.
What do you like? You don't like being on top?
Who does, though?
Yeah, it's a good point, Jono. Who does?
See, this is why I win the polls. Happy to be on top.
Did you win last week? Just let me remember. I can't remember much. Can't remember much past last week. Were you drafting second? So that meant no, you didn't win.
I was too busy winning.
Actually, no, Eastbound and Down. That was one I probably could have. I like Eastbound and Down. That was all right.
I had that, in one of my moments, and then I forgot about it. I had Eastbound and Down in my head. Actually, good show that one. Good show. Have we got anything else?
Any questions this week?
No. Barely put the call out these days.
it wasn't questions. It's just people's comments on what some of their favourite shows were. So we can read a couple of them out.
I tried to back off the Twitter after my, just got absolutely hammered on Friday. It's always interesting because I got hammered on Friday night and then got on the Twitter, which is always, you wake up Saturday morning, you know you're doing it. And you're like, okay, we'll just check what damage there was this week. And I think the worst that happened was I just tweeted it at ScoMo to do a kickflip. So
I didn't even know that was the worst. That's the best.
I think that was the best. Yeah. It's like me live tweeting or drunk tweeting Luke Beveridge mid game to make changes. It's, who cares?
Yeah. No, that's what I felt. I felt pretty good about it. I'm like, I can live with that.
Yeah.
A few of the responses to the shout out was Scott Warwick. He works at Holden, but Alexis LX570 is what he's going for. Or the Flintstones mobile. Maybe you could have drafted that, Steve.
Well, I did say I'd draft the Batmobile straight off and then Stato poo-pooed it because he's no fun.
We can do TV show and movie vehicles next week or something like that.
No, we're never doing vehicles ever again. You've had fun.
I'll take he hates them.
Archie Keeler, OTLS Archie. He likes Community. Mickey Allen is Datsun 101. My brother Ross, I know he had the Daewoo, and it was the biggest piece of shit Daewoo you have ever seen. Like, it was fucked.
Is that every Daewoo?
No, just this Daewoo. It was the biggest lemon you have ever seen. Daewoo's not bad. Some dickhead called Cam McLaughlin, Great Wall, number one. OTLS Zeno had the Inbetweeners. Jaden Evans had the car Homer designs in The Simpsons from his brother.
The Homer.
Damon Connick has the UK version of The Office. Steve Canton, his cars are Tesla, Saab, Great Wall, and Hot Wheels. Which is solid choice. And Carla C has Arrested Development, Friends, Seinfeld, Veep, Kingswood Country, Parks and Rec, 30 Rock, and Married with Children.
Could have taken the Kingswood and Kingswood Country.
Yeah, could have. Double whammy.
Yeah, why don't you do that, Stato? King of the Mountain. All right, I think that just about wraps it up for this week. definitely next week we've got chocolate bars coming your way, and we'll come up with another topic, because that did certainly created some heated debate on the group chat throughout the week. So definitely chocolate bars, and we'll come up with another topic. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Draft Doctors Podcast. For more tips and in-depth analysis, head over to thedraftdoctors.com.au.